From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 103, Rob Parker.
Welcome to Inside the Parker. I'm your host, Rob Parker, for your special World Series edition. Coming up on the program, Rod Allen, the former Major League outfielder and analyst. He'll join us to talk about his thoughts on the World Series. Also from LaVidaBaseball.com, we'll talk with Johnny Flores Jr., and he'll talk about Juan Soto and the bright future this young player has for the Washington Nationals. That and much more. Let's go.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, let's welcome into the podcast Rod Allen, of course, former major leaguer, won a World Series with the 1984 Tigers. Rod, what a World Series that was. How much did you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was an outstanding World Series. You had some of everything. I mean, you had the analytics with the Astros. You had the old school with Mike Rizzo, their general manager, the older players with the Nationals, the youngsters with the Houston Astros, and all the moves and some of the best pitchers in the world. It was an outstanding World Series.
And I guess right off the bat, it tells you a lot about baseball. And you brought up the analytics and old school, but it's the same thing. If you were to go on paper, the Astros are the better team. When they signed, when they got Greinke in the trade, everybody basically said, oh, they're going to win another World Series, and thought that would be the case. And then this was a team that won 60 home games and couldn't win a home game in the World Series. It tells you that's why you actually play the game.
It's fascinating. But you and I think we're on the same page about a month ago when I spent some time with you guys on – you know, fair or foul, or foul or fair, whatever y'all call it.
Yep,
over there.
Foul or fair.
And we talked about the fact that just because they have Greinke and they have Verlander and they also have Cole doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series. We saw Scherzer and Verlander and Price not win a World Series with the Tigers, so it was no given. But I just love the way the Nationals came together with the, you know, with the song they had that they played, you know, as far as that was concerned, Howie getting big hit after big hit. You had Zimmerman. You had the Soto kid in the outfield. It was a wonderful World Series, and it had a lot of little plots to it.
You just mentioned the Tigers. Let's talk about that 2014 Tigers rotation, or was it 2014? All the guys who were on that rotation wound up winning a World Series elsewhere. Verlander won one. You have Price won a World Series. You also have Rick Porcello won a World Series. Now you add Scherzer and Anibal Sanchez. All those guys were with the Tigers at one point in their starting rotation. That's got to hurt if you're a Detroit fan.
Well, I'm sure it kind of hurts. But, I mean, those moments were so special in Detroit. I mean, you lived. I mean, from 06 to 2015, I mean, they were one of the best teams in all of baseball. Comerica Park was full every night. The product on the field was nuts, but they just couldn't get the big win. So I think Tiger fans, it's bittersweet. They're rooting for those guys that have won the championship, but yet they wish that they could have won one for Mr. Ilitch.
Steven Strasburg, you know, the number one overall pick. There was a big he was criticized, him and the organization, when they didn't pitch him in the playoffs because of an innings count. You remember early in his career. And then here's this guy, goes through the postseason, goes 5-0, and pitches, wins two games in the World Series, especially that big game six that they needed when they were facing elimination. Just talk about Strasburg and what he's meant to this organization. And he's come through. He wound up being that guy we thought he was going to be.
Well, he's one of the best pitchers in the sport with a 97-mile-per-hour fastball and a knee-buckling curveball. Outstanding changeup. He's got a mound presence. I mean, he saved their season basically in that Cubs. Milwaukee Brewers wild card game where Max started the game. He came in and he was flawless in that particular game, but he went out and dominated some really good teams. If you think about the teams that he went up against and dominated against, those are some good offensive ball clubs. But Strasburg was on point. As a matter of fact, they don't win the World Series without him because Max really wasn't himself in the World Series.
How about the Astros? A lot of people say, man, they really – I know they won those three games in Washington, but they really struggled with the bats. And it wasn't just the playoffs. They really didn't hit, Rod, the last month of the season, if you really dig deep and look at their numbers. And some of their guys like Altuve, you know, was bad, runners in scoring position and stuff like that, and they struggled. What happened to that offense?
I don't know what happened to that offense, but at the end of the day, if you look at their team overall, they've got probably the best 25 players in the world. If you look at just from a talent standpoint, they got several guys that might win Gold Glove. They might have an MVP. They're going to have a Cy Young. They might have a Manager of the Year as well, maybe a GM of the Year. They're clearly a good team. They just did not perform in the World Series, and they almost won it. They were up 3-2 and one big hit away from winning the entire series. The Nationals played outstanding defense during the course of the whole World Series. Davey Martinez let them go out and play. As far as the Astros are concerned, they just really couldn't come through in the big moments. They left a lot of men on base, but clearly they have no reason to hang their heads. I mean, it was an outstanding season, outstanding World Series, and it was just meant to be for the Washington Nationals.
You mentioned Dave Martinez, a guy I covered. He was a player, fourth outfielder with the Reds back in those days in the early 90s when I covered the team. And I've known him for a long time. He's a great baseball guy. And he was on the verge of losing his job. They were 19-31. Rumors were swirling around. Things weren't going well. And he really turned that thing around. What a great story for Dave Martinez.
I'm so happy for him because he continued to get interview after interview when he was a co-pilot for Joe Madden in Chicago and in Tampa. But every time he would go interview, he would not get the job. And a lot of people started to ask themselves, would he ever get an opportunity? But when Mike Rizzo let Dusty Baker go a couple of years ago, he brought in Martinez, and it was rocky at first. I mean, it just didn't seem like it was going to be a good fit, but he stuck with him, and that team rallied behind him, and they came from 19 and 31 with a lot of fun, dancing in the dugout, the Baby Shark song. It was fun to watch. It really was fun to watch this World Series team, and it really was fun to watch the Washington Nationals and their fans in the month of October. This is what baseball is all about.
And it also tells you about baseball that it gives hope to a lot of teams. They lost their big star in Bryce Harper. He moved on, signed a big contract elsewhere. People left Washington for dead. It tells you that you can win in baseball if your team comes together and you get big hits. It's not as simple as just having stars, but having a team.
And Ryan Zimmerman, their first baseman, said, I mean, they don't get this done without the kind of chemistry they had in the dugout and they also had in the clubhouse because they really came together after a brutal start. They took it one foot and step in front of the other one. That's what they lived by day after day. Mike Rizzo made all the right moves at the trade deadline. He brought in some bullpen help. Oswaldo Cabrera did not make an error after they acquired him to solidify the infield. And all those guys contributed. Howie Kendrick, what the big hits that he got late in the World Series. And he had every reason. I'm talking about Dave Martinez to put Howie on the bench because you remember in the NLCS, he couldn't catch a cold.
Right. He had balls going through his legs.
He had every reason to put him on the bench, but he didn't put him on the bench. And he comes up with that huge grand slam to get him where they were going. So I just love the whole storyline of what they were able to do. It's a team sport, and they exemplified that.
No doubt about it. His name is Rod Allen, a baseball analyst and one of my good friends. We appreciate you, Rod, your insight on the World Series. I still have goosebumps. All right, buddy.
All right, take care.
Modern-day travelers know that luggage is the foundation of any successful getaway, which is why I'm all about Away suitcases. You'll truly appreciate the thoughtfully designed features that keep things organized and solve real travel snags, like the built-in lock to keep your valuables safe, the ejectable battery to keep your phone charged, or the built-in compression pad that helps you pack more than your typical carry-on. Away suitcases are designed to last a lifetime. But if any part of your suitcase breaks, Away's limited lifetime warranty means they'll fix it or replace it. And Away carry-ons come in an array of colors and materials. Plus, with Away's 100-day trial, you can test drive it before deciding you love it. I travel all the time being a sports writer, and you know what? I went to Vegas last week. It was so easy, a piece of cake to travel with away suitcases. And right now, Away is offering $20 off the suitcase of your choice. Just visit awaytravel.com/Parker and use the promo code Parker during checkout. That's awaytravel.com/Parker.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
The biggest second guess in the World Series was, of course, when Astros manager A.J. Hinch took out Zach Greinke in the seventh inning after he gave up a solo home run to cut the Astros lead from 2-0 to 2-1. The question to you, J.R., is it foul or fair to blame the loss of the World Series on manager A.J. Hinch?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Hinch blew it, and he remained a prisoner of the numbers and the metrics that often mar many aspects of this game. When he took Greinke out, I was yelling at the TV screen, "Don't take him out! Don't take him out!" Greinke was rolling. He was pitching better than he has all season. Then he has probably the last five seasons. Hinch couldn't ask for anything better than a former Cy Young winner locked in for the biggest moment of his career. I believe that when you have veteran superstars in this situation, Rob, their focus is so dominant, their will to win and understanding how to catch the wave in big situations will carry them through. Hinch treated Greinke like a number, a stat. Like when he hadn't managed him like he's a person, similar to Dave Martinez. Houston would be hanging their second banner if he thought about what he was doing rather than just going with the numbers. So unless you're bringing in Cole, once you take Greinke out, your chances of winning decrease because the pitches coming in is just not going to be as dominant. Got to go with your gut sometimes to really be a great coach.
There you go, my man. JR, I'm 100% with you. I think he made a big mistake.
Take out the papers in the trash.
It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
This week's winner is Kane. I was talking about the MVP. Steven Strasburg won it, but Kane tweeted at me this. I thought it should have been Soto. Unlike pitchers, he plays in every game, always came through with a hit, or even disciplined enough to earn a walk before Kendrick's home run. What other young player looked that much like a vet in a World Series? If you want a chance to win a new era snapback just like Kane, send your trash to @RobParkerFS1 on Twitter.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, let's welcome into the podcast. His name is Johnny Flores Jr. He's a digital content producer for LaVidaBaseball.com. And Johnny, you spent some time in Washington, D.C., and you wrote about Juan Soto, who wound up having an unbelievable postseason and a great World Series. Tell me about his World Series and how bright this guy's star could be.
Wow, man. The World Series, Juan Soto, I mean, he's had an incredible postseason altogether. And I think the World Series, obviously more people watching it than ever compared to the other, postseason series. People got a really good glimpse at what this kid's able to do, hit for power, average, work a walk, or count. The poise that he has at the plate is just, it's phenomenal. Let me read you off a few stats of his that I found insane. So he is among the three youngest players with multiple home runs in the World Series. In that list, Andrew Jones and Miguel Cabrera. Youngest ever with three home runs in a single World Series. Every home run he's had in the postseason has been on an All-Star. So you think about Hyunjin Ryu, Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, Clayton Kershaw, all All-Stars this year.
How impressive is that? That is just so impressive.
I mean, it's amazing to think that he's had these home runs in these are difficult pitchers to go up against. I mean, he's going up against the two-headed monster of JV and Gerrit Cole, and I think probably the most emblematic of how good he is his at-bat during Game 6 of the World Series. Remember, he hit the home run. He started off on a 2-0 count, and he hit the foul ball, and then he got another ball, so 3-1. And then in that moment, he's nodding and smiling, and he's just shaking his head because he knows what's coming next. And what came next was a fastball, and he hit it almost to the scoreboard.
That was a majestic home run that people will not soon forget. It was incredible. And the thing about, you were saying, he's smiling and whatnot. What a personality this guy is. After the World Series, David Ortiz asked him in the post game. He said, hey, everybody's jumping around and hugging their wives and girlfriends. And he said, where's your girlfriend? And he said, my mom's my girlfriend. This guy just turned 21.
That's a Latino thing to say. That's a Latino thing to say, man, to say that your mom's your girlfriend.
Is it really? It's funny. I thought that was just...
It's funny. He's got a lot of personality. And I think when we see that home run in Game 6, what did he do after he hit that home run? He does the bat flip at first base because he saw Bregman do it. And he was like, this is so cool. I want to do it too.
Yeah, he was definitely stole the show. You know, there was a lot of questions. People said maybe him or could have been the MVP. And, you know, and I understand the Strasburg getting it, but he really was a major contributor. And what about the future and where it is? It did make it a little easier for the Nationals to, you know, like part ways with Bryce Harper when you have a guy like that, a lefty. I don't think that they thought he was going to be this already. But what a godsend for them.
Right, but I think it goes back to his rookie year. He finished second place in NL Rookie of the Year voting, and he was a front runner for the award for much of the season until Ronald Acuna basically broke out during the summer and took away the award. But, I mean, he had an amazing season, and then you add to that the possibility of Victor Robles being able to become an everyday contributor. And that's what he was this year. And it kind of makes losing Bryce Harper a little bit sweeter because you have two young guys, 21 and 22 years old, in the outfield. The outfield defense, by the analytics and advanced metrics, it goes way up. You know, they have, you know, good arms, they have good range, they can catch the ball, and they could hit. They could truly hit. And so, I mean, these guys are the difference makers, and Soto particularly. You think about him, he hasn't even hit his prime yet, and he's going to be with the Nationals for the next several seasons before he hits free agency, and then he's going to hit free agency at an age that most players don't even hit free agency at. We're talking about most players entering the league at. So it's just incredible to see where he is at now and then where he's going to be next season, the season after that. I mean, sky's the limit for this kid.
And you were in D.C., and you see the way the fans also respond to him. He is clearly a fan favorite, and they've fallen in love with him in D.C.
Right. I mean, I wrote in one of my articles about their first NLCS game in franchise history at home, and before the game, he's doing his run out to left field, and he slows the run to, like, a crawl, and then he just starts pounding his glove, and the fans in that whole, like, left field section are just going louder and louder after each pounding, and he's just soaking it all in, and the fans love him, and he loves the fans, and he's an incredible person to talk to in his interviews. Very poised, very mature for his age, and the way he speaks, and just all around. I mean, Washington has a really bright fit in Juan Soto, and it was amazing to be able to see him on the biggest stage deliver a World Series championship.
No doubt about it. His name is Johnny Flores Jr. from LaVidaBaseball.com. And thanks for your insight, and we'll talk to you down the road.
See you, Rob.
Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. The original Casper mattress combines multiple and supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. Casper offers three other mattresses, the Wave, the Essential, and the Hybrid. The Wave features a patent-pending premium support system to mirror the natural shape of your body. The Essential has a streamlined design at the price that won't keep you up at night. The hybrid combines the pressure relief of the award-winning foam with the durable yet gentle springs. Casper offers affordable prices because it cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you. Hassle-free returns if you're not completely satisfied. Delivered right to your door in a small, how-do-they-do-that size box, and free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. Get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting Casper.com/Parker and using Parker at checkout. Again, get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting Casper.com/Parker and using Parker at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 495, why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. We saw it in the World Series, the 2019 World Series. We saw something that had never happened before in any of the four major sports. We saw the winning team of a championship win all the games on the road. The Nationals, unbelievable to be able to go into Houston, win the first two games of the series at Minute Maid Park, go home, lose all three, come back and win the final two games to put it once in the record books as the first team in the top four major sports in this country to win a championship by winning all games on the road. What a feat. You'll never forget this championship. Never forget it, because we saw something we never saw before. And most people thought they had no shot to win a championship after they lost three straight at home. But they get it done. Four big wins on the road. The ultimate road warriors. It was so impressive. It was so memorable. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.